Describing itself as cheeky and loud, black and proud, the Deadly Funny Comedy Competition is a platform for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who have a story to tell. Run through Melbourne International Comedy Festival, the program aims to have Indigenous performers feeling supported and understood while drawing big laughs. Wes Snelling is the producer of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. The Wise Talia Sfingos asked why this space is so important.
It's important because it allows an opportunity and a comfortable environment for Indigenous performers, particularly if we're going around Australia and people who may be a little bit nervous about being up on stage or have a bit of shame about it. It allows opportunities for stories to be more about Aboriginal and you know, Torres Strait Islanders as well. But it doesn't have to be. But it allows those opportunities for nurturing.
Do you see a lot of the stories that these comedians tell? Are a lot of them similar? Do they have similar themes?
Look, it used to be that way. I think it's actually growing. I mean, we have a number of Aboriginal comics kind of who have come through Deadly and are now doing their own shows in the festival and around Australia and gigging under the guise of, you know, being an Aboriginal comedian, but also just being a comedian.
So it's not so much just about being Aboriginal anymore. It's now you're just funny.
Exactly. There's also a pride, though, that happens with Aboriginal comedians, that to be a proud Aboriginal comedian. And that's why Deadly is a good platform for that, because it's kind of like everyone's... It's not like we're saying Aboriginal comedians over here and other comedians over here. It's certainly not like that. It's a platform for development, you know, for people who want it.
What kind of was the inspiration for everyone to sit down and go, OK, we need a space for these people, we need Deadly Funny?
Well, it started 11 years ago by a man named Jason Tamaru. At that particular time, he knew some people, I imagine, who were funny and was like, but too intimidated to just kind of register a show and do it.
Wes Snelling, producer of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh. Just going to put it out there. I'm Aboriginal. There, I said it. You all know now. It's out there, we all know. It feels so much better.
That's Andy Saunders. He's one of the funny Indigenous performers that Wes was talking about. A seasoned comedian who performed at Deadly Funny in 2014, Andy is this year's host. He says that despite being an Indigenous host of an Indigenous comedy competition, his jokes aren't all that different to everyone else's.
I think... It can relate across the board, and it does. I mean, it's evident in the demographic we have. You know, half our audience is non-Indigenous. The non-Indigenous audience is growing exponentially. I think the way I approach comedy as being an Aboriginal host for an Aboriginal targeted comedy, I feel a little bit more open. In what I say when it comes to Aboriginal political humour.
So do you think that there are particular things that Indigenous comedians tackle politically that maybe we don't see as many non-Indigenous comedians tackle?
I think it's just tackled in a different way. I think it's more about how it's done and not what is said. I mean, obviously there's different strategies in addressing an issue through comedy when it comes to non-Indigenous and Indigenous. So I think with Indigenous, they're a little bit more open and it's a little bit easier and faster to address it, so the laughs come quicker.
So we just want to know, we want to hear, what is a go-to joke for you, for your audiences?
Goodness. I was a bad kid, so bad that Mum always said I put the devil to shame, but I think the devil, you know, he would have been proud of everything I did and said.
So the devil's your friend in that regard.
Well, he was. I'll never forget the day he came up to me and said, "Andrew, this is hard to say, but Mom said I'm not allowed to hang around with you no more."
Andy Saunders, this year's host of Deadly Funny, speaking to The Wire's Talia Sfingos. Deadly Funny will be held at the Melbourne Arts Centre this Saturday.